Those of us who are grandparents, aren't you thankful that your grandparents are not parents?
我们在座的的祖父母你会感谢为到你是那个那个的父母亲的母亲父母亲而感谢吗？
We can love and hug those children and then send them back to the parents.
我们可以来拥抱我们的孙子孙女，然后把他送回去给他的父母亲。
Today, I want us to really consider something very special about our Savior.
今天我们要来仔细的思想有关我们的救主耶稣基督。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问你一个问题。
What was Jesus' relationship to his Father on the cross when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
当主耶稣在十字架上来向神呼求说我的神我的神为何离弃我的时候，他与父神的关系是如何呢？
Today I want to challenge your thinking about what Jesus said and why he said it.
今天我想要来向你挑战，来思想主耶稣 他所说的，而且他为什么如此祷告。
This morning's message is entitled The Righteous Sufferer's Prayer.
今天早上我们讲到的主题是公义之受苦者的祷告。
Our theme is Jesus paid our ransom on the cross as a righteous substitute, and his final cry as a righteous sufferer was a prayer of triumphant hope of vindication.
我们今天所要讲的主题是耶稣是一位公义的代替者，替我们在十字架上付出了赎价，并且他以一位公义的受苦者所发出的呼求成了除去罪污罪孽罪在充满得胜盼望的祷告。
On our communion Sundays, I believe it is appropriate for us to take time to consider our Savior, time to reflect on his personal qualities and his divine attributes.
在这个主日的早上，我想这是一个很好的时间，那么我们可以花一点时间来思想我们的主包括我们主耶稣他的人性还有他的神性。
All of us have gone through deep waters, through valleys of discouragement and prayer, and times of confusion when it seems we have lost our way.
我想我们每一个人在生命当中都曾经经过深渊，也经过那个失望还有绝望的幽谷，甚至有时候我们曾经困惑觉得好像失去了方向。
Listen to this famous dream.
让我们来听这个很有名的这个梦。
One night I had a dream.
有一天晚上我做了一个梦。
I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the skies flashed scenes from my life.
那我梦见我与主耶稣在沙滩上行走，而且我生命中的每一个景象就像图画一样，一幕一幕的在天空上闪过。
In each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand.
而且我注意到，在每一个景象的时候，发现有两双的脚印在这个沙滩上。
Could we have that on the screen, please? The dream.
把它放在这个荧幕上吗
？There you go. It took me a long time to work that out. See, I want you to see it. One set of footprints.Was mine and the others was the Lord.
那一双脚印是我的，那另外一双是主耶稣的。
The last scene of my life appeared before me. I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and to my surprise, I noticed that at many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints.
那当我生命中最后一幕景象出现在我面前的时候，当我回头看这在沙滩上的脚印。那我惊讶地发现说在很多时候我生命的时候只有一双脚印在沙滩上。
And I noticed it was at the lowest and saddest times in my life.
而且我发现这些时间呢都是在我最低沉而且最沮丧的时候。
I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all of the way.
我问主耶稣说 主啊，你不是曾说当我愿意来跟随你的时候，你永远会与我同行吗？
But I noticed that during the most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints.
但我发现说，在我生命中最艰难的时候，却只有一双脚印。
I do not understand why you left my side when I needed you the most.
我们明白说，为什么在我生命中最困难、最需要你的时候，你却离开了我。
The Lord said, My precious child, I never left you during your time of trial.
主耶稣对我说，亲爱的孩子，我从来没有在你最艰难的时候离开过你。
Where you see only one set of footprints, I was carrying you.
当你看到的那双脚印，是我把你抱过去。
As a dreamwalker tells us, Christ will never leave our side and always carries us in his arms when we don't have the strength to walk alone.
就像这位作者告诉我们的，主耶稣他永远不会离开我们，即使在我们完全没有力气来走下去的时候，他会用他的双臂来抱着我们走过去。
During our Lord's greatest trial, he was forsaken by everyone except his father.
当主耶稣在受到最大的试炼的时候，那么他除了天父以外，所有人都弃绝了他。
Peter says in 1 Peter 2:23, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
在彼得在彼得前书2:23说到，他只把自己交托给那公义的审判者。
In the past 2 weeks, I've been meditating on Christ's cry from the cross, as recorded in Mark chapter 15, verses 33-37.
在过去两个礼拜当中，我思想了主耶稣在十字架上的这个呼求，就像记在马可福音15:33-37.
At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of those who heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar and put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down. He said with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
从午正到申初，遍地都黑暗了。申初的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大尼，翻出来就是，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？旁边站着的人，有的听见就说，看啊，他叫以利亚呢。有一个人跑去，把海蓉沾满了醋，绑在苇子上送给他喝，说，且等着，看以利亚来不来把他取下。耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
Jesus' death on the cross illustrates the love and sovereignty of God our Father, who sends his beloved Son to give his life as a ransom for all of humanity.
耶稣在十字架上，他的死显明了神的爱和他的主权。那神差他的爱子为世人付出了他的生命，成为赎价。
Jesus said over and over in the Gospels that the Scriptures must be fulfilled.
主耶稣在福音书里面一再的强调，圣经的话必要应验。
Jesus' death on the cross was his final fulfillment of the Scriptures, showing that his end was not a tragic failure, but a glorious fulfillment of the destiny that his Father had assigned him as the Messiah.
耶稣基督在十字架上的死，就是圣经的话语最终的应验。那么来表明主耶稣的死并不是一个惨痛的一个失败，而是父神为基督这位弥赛亚所定的旨意一个荣耀的成就。
There are many differing opinions over the meaning of Jesus' cry of forsakenness.
对耶稣所发出这个弃绝的祷告的真正的意义呢，有许多不同的见解。
While we must admit that we will never fully fathom the depth of Jesus' cry, we can at least attempt to understand why Jesus prayed this prayer on the cross.
我们必须要承认说，我们没有办法完全了解主耶稣在十字架上的这个呼求，它最深的意义。但至少呢，我们可以尝试去了解为什么主耶稣在十字架上要做这样的一个祷告。
Like many of us here today, I've never really been quite sure what the relationship of Jesus and his father was on the cross while he was being crucified.
就像在座的许多人，我想我永远没有办法来知道说，当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他到底他跟父神之间的关系到底是如何。
Why did Jesus cry out on the cross, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
为什么主耶稣在十字架上要这样的呼求说，我神，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
I would like to make two important points today about Jesus' cry on the cross.
那我想要就着主耶稣在十字架上的这个呼求来提出两个重点。
First of all, Jesus is our righteous substitute.
首先呢来提出的第一个重点呢是主耶稣是我们公义的代替者。
And secondly, Jesus is our example of the righteous sufferer.
第二呢是主耶稣是一个公义的受苦者的一个榜样。
First of all, Jesus is our righteous substitute.
首先我们来谈谈主耶稣是我们公义的代替者。
I have always believed that Jesus was our righteous substitute for sin, and I still do.
我一直相信呢，主耶稣是我们为我们的罪成为公义的代替者，而且呢，他一直都是。
He drank the bitter cup of God's wrath on the cross and took our place, just as he had taken Barabbas' place in the face of his judgment for sin.
他在十字架上呢，代替了我们来喝了这个神愤怒的苦杯，而且就像他代替了巴拉巴来受到这个罪的审判一样。
Paul writes, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God.
保罗写道说，神使那无罪的代替我们成为有罪，以至于在他里面成为神的义。
Peter says in 1 Peter 2:24, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.
彼得在彼得前书二章二十四节说到，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
And we saw the darkness as it crept over the land, signifying God's judgment.
当我们看到这个黑暗笼罩大地的时候，我们发现这个就是代表神的审判。
As a substitute for sinners, he bore the punishment that was due us. And Isaiah says in Isaiah 53:5-6.
他替我们的罪人成为了罪身，以至于担当了我们所应该承受的刑罚，就像以赛亚书53:5-6所说的。
But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray; each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶稣却使罪人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
All of our sin was laid upon Jesus, and he was our righteous substitute on the cross of Calvary.
我所有的罪都归在耶稣的身上，他是我们公义的代替者。
Secondly, Jesus is the righteous sufferer.
第二我们所要讲的是耶稣是公义的受苦者。
Who was it that forsook Jesus?
是谁弃绝了主耶稣呢？
He was forsaken by his government.
主耶稣被他的政府所弃绝了。
The Jewish authorities did not have the authority to put Jesus to death.
犹太的当权者没有权柄将主耶稣来置于死地。
Pilate, the Roman governor, had Jesus flogged and then crucified.
那罗马的巡抚比拉多，他将主耶稣鞭打了并钉在十字架上。
Secondly, Jesus was forsaken by his own people, the Jews.
其次呢，主耶稣被他的子民犹太人所弃绝了。
Though he was welcomed as an arriving king at his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the Jewish crowds, prompted by Jewish leaders, turned on him and they mocked him and they insulted him.
纵使主耶稣曾经被欢迎，以一个君王的身份荣耀的进入到耶路撒冷，但是呢，罗马的这些群众呢，却在罗马的官长这些怂恿之下来转向，耻笑他以及侮辱他。
Lastly, Jesus was forsaken by his followers.
最后主耶稣被他的跟随者所弃绝了。
For 3 years he poured his life into this small band of disciples.
有三年之久，主耶稣将他的生命倾倒出来，在这个一群小啊一小群门徒的身上。
He was their teacher. He was their friend.
他是他们的老师，也是他的朋友。
On the eve of his crucifixion, Mark tells us that they all deserted him and fled.
那在主耶稣被钉的前一天晚上呢？那马可告诉我们说，他所有的门徒都弃绝他而逃跑了。
Jesus was abandoned by his closest friends.
主耶稣被他最亲密的朋友所弃绝了。
Isaiah 53:3 says, He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.
正如以赛亚书53:3所说，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Jesus quotes Psalm 22:1 at the time of his death.
当主耶稣在快要断气的时候，他引用了诗篇22篇第一节的话。
He calls out to his father in prayer, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
主耶稣大声地向神喊叫说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Some ask today reasonably why Jesus quoted the beginning of Psalm 22 if he was actually alluding to the end to be vindicated.
那有些人会问说，为什么主耶稣只引用了诗篇22篇第一章22章第一节的话，而事实上他是要引射整个诗篇一直到底。
One could not expect a crucifixion victim painfully struggling for every breath to recite the entire psalm.
那当然呢，我们没有办法期待说一个被钉十字架的人，他连每一个呼吸都是一个痛苦的挣扎。那么他还能够背出整篇诗篇来。
And this particular passage is indicated by referring to a key phrase in the psalm.
而这段经文呢，事实上是要指着一个很重要的一个词句。
Jews in Jesus' day were immersed in the scripture the same way moderns are immersed in television and movies. They would know that Psalm 22 begins with despair but ends at a triumphal note.
在耶稣时代的犹太人呢，他们沉浸在这个圣经里面的这种程度呢，就像现代的人沉浸在这个电视和电影里面一样。所以他们一定知，他们都知道说，诗篇二十二篇是以一个绝望的一个气氛开始，但是却是以一个得胜的一个气势来做结束。
You see, this is one reason why Jesus' scoffers misunderstood this final prayer.
这就是为什么那些不信的这些讥笑主耶稣的人呢，他们误解了主耶稣在这十字架上的祷告。
They believed he was calling on Elijah, their patron saint of lost causes, to rescue him from the cross.
他们相信说主耶稣在呼求以利亚这位守护神来拯救他，来脱离十字架。
The religious leaders mocked our Lord.
那这些宗教的领袖呢，也讥笑我们的主。
Let's see if Elijah comes down to take him down.
且等着看以利亚来不来将他取下。
And his cry to his father are the final words that he says in the book of Mark.
而基督向神的这个呼求呢，在马可福音里面是主耶稣最后讲的话。
What do commentators say about Christ's crucifixion?
而对于一些圣经学者，他们怎么样来看主耶稣的被钉呢？
David Garland in the NIV application commentary on Mark quotes Stephen Chalk and Alan Mann, self-proclaimed evangelicals who have described Christ's crucifixion as a form of cosmic child abuse.
David Garland 在曾经在这个新国际版圣经马可福音的这个注释里面来引用了这个 Stephen Chalk跟Alan Mann 这两个自称为布道家的人的话，他们认为说主耶稣的被钉是一场宇宙性的一个儿童虐待。
Colin Green, another theologian, suggests that Christ's sacrifice turns Christ into a whipping boy who appeases the wrath of God.
那另外一位神学家叫做Colin Green。 他叙述主耶稣的背钉呢，就像一个正在哭泣的一个男孩子，他正在安抚神的愤怒。
Men like these believe that Christ's crucifixion for humanity is inconsistent with the Father's love for His Son.
那这些人呢，他们对主耶稣被钉的这个认识呢，完全与神对他的爱子主耶稣基督的爱完全的不相合。
What are we to make of Jesus' words?
那我们要怎么样来看待主耶稣的话呢？
We need to understand that Jesus' cry on the cross is spoken in agony and in anguish.
我们必须要了解说，当主耶稣在十字架上发出这个呼求的时候，他是在一种极痛苦的情况下所发出的。
His prayer is neither a request to be rescued from the mission for which God called him, nor is it an admission of defeat.
而主耶稣的这个祷告呢，既不是来呼求神来将他从他所被托付的这个使命中来解脱出来，也不是来承认说他已经被打败了。Jesus
in this passage has completed his mission as the righteous substitute, and now prays the prayer of a righteous sufferer who trusts fully in God's protection and in God's deliverance.
而耶稣基督呢，在这段经文里面呢。 他已经完成了一个公义代替者的一个使命，而且他以一个公义的受苦者来发出这样的一个祷告。Psalm
22 depicts some graphic images of Christ's crucifixion.
而诗篇22篇呢，显示了一些主耶稣被钉十字架的一些画面。The
righteous sufferer is mocked.
这个公义的受苦者呢，他被耻笑。His
garments are divided.
他的内衣呢？ 被瓜分了。His
strength is dried up.
而且他的力量呢，也渐渐消失。His
hands and feet are pierced.
他的手跟脚呢，也被刺穿了。And
in Psalm 22, this righteous sufferer is ultimately delivered by God.
而他最终呢，却被神所拯救了。Our
Lord's relationship with his Father, even on the cross, was not one of separation, but one of confidence. That the Father would hear and believe him.
我们主耶稣的，我们的主耶稣基督和神的关系呢，即使在十字架上也不是分隔的，而是完全的相信说，主耶稣神他必要听他的祷告，而且要拯救他。Did
I say believe him?
Yeah,
I meant deliver him.
Deliver him, 拯救他。
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Well, he's right. Okay. Darkness lasting from the sixth hour to the ninth lifts the following events and reveal the overwhelming fashion that his confident prayer in God's vindication was actually answered when he prayed it.
当从五正到伸出这样的一个黑夜离开的时候呢，接下来的景象呢，是一个用一个很强烈的方式来显明出来，来看到说神的呼求被垂听，主耶稣的呼求被垂听了。Psalm
22:24. You're right on time. It says, For he was not despised nor disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help.
正如诗篇22篇24节所记，因为他没有藐视憎恨受苦的人，也没有向他掩面。那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
Throughout the Gospels, Jesus' lifestyle is presented as a model for believers to follow.
在所有的福音书里面，主耶稣的生活形态成为他跟随者的一个榜样。During
Christ's passion, when he was faced with severe trial, he prayed.
当主耶稣在受难的时候呢，每当他遇到试炼的时候，他总是祷告。When
dragged before authorities and put on trial for his life, he gave fearless testimony.
当他被拖到这个当权者的面前来接受审判的时候呢，他总是无畏的来做见证。When
beaten and taunted, enduring suffering without striking back.
那他即使受到鞭打，还有羞辱，但是他总是忍受而不还手。And
in this passage, we learn how to face death and suffering in a way that pleasing to God.
而在这个经节里面呢，我们来学习到怎么样用神所喜悦的方式来面对死亡还有苦难。Jesus
certainly didn't falter in his faith at the end and die surprised and in desperate despair.
一直到最后的时候，主耶稣都从来没有因为信心的动摇，以至于呢，死在一个非常的绝望的当中。
Remember Jesus rebuked his disciples for their lack of faith and encouraged others to have faith in the midst of despair and when facing insurmountable odds.
请记住，主耶稣曾经来责备他的门徒，缺乏信心，但是却鼓励其他的人呢，在绝望中还有那些不能解决的困难当中，仍然要有信心。
Unlike his disciples, Jesus fully comprehended the necessity of the cross, and he actually expected the suffering, and he expected his ultimate death.
那不像其他的门徒，主耶稣完全知道那个十字架的必要性，而且他完全知道说他必要受苦，也要受死。
Believe it or not, Jesus and his Father planned the cross from the beginning of time.
我们要记得主耶稣和他的父神从一开始就计划了这个十字架。
Luke says in Acts 2:23, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him on the cross.
路加在使徒行传2:23说到，他既按着神的旨意先见被交与人，那你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not what I will, but what you will.
耶稣在克西马尼园说到，不要从我的旨意，只要从你的旨意。
Jesus is our supreme example in all things.
主耶稣在各样事情上面成为我们最终的榜样。
The gospel writers, first readers, knew something of trial and tribulation.
在福音书的第一批读者，他们非常了解有关于这个试炼跟苦难的事情。
They saw in Christ an example of one who was obedient unto death because he trusted in God.
那么他们从主耶稣基督的身上看到一个榜样，看到一个存心顺服以至于死的一个榜样，因为他信靠神。
Even our Savior cried out in grief to his Father.
甚至于我们主耶稣这个悲痛的来向神来呼求。
God does not call us to be stoic or unmoved by grief or to take our medicine like a man.
我们神呢并没有要求我们要我们说来不理不不去面对或理会我们的感觉，或者是来对于这种悲伤呢无动于衷，甚至像一个男人一样，他吃下很苦的药而不动容。
As we meditate upon this passage, we learn that we can vent our feelings and complain loudly to God because we are undergoing agonizing suffering, and we feel that God is at a distance in our lives.
那么在这段我默想这段经文的时候，我们学习到说，事实上我们可以向神来吐露我们的感觉，而且呢，可以向神大声的来诉苦，因为他知道我们经历很大的痛苦，而且呢，而且我们好像离他很遥远的样子。
We can also learn to trust that God is there to hear and to answer the prayer of His beloved child.
我们也来学习相信说，神他一直在那个地方，愿意来垂听并应允他孩子的祷告。
Let me illustrate this with a story of a Christian widow in Scotland who had difficulty providing food and clothing for her children, but she trusted in the Lord and lovingly taught her children to put confidence in Him.
让我现在用一个苏格兰一个基督徒的一个寡妇的故事成为一个例子。那么她没有办法来供应她的孩子足够的衣服跟食物，但是呢，她却非常的倚靠神，而且教导她的孩子将信心放在神的身上。
One day, this mother's purse was empty, and the pantry was bare.
有一天呢，她的这个钱包已经空了，而且食物也没了。
Only a handful of flour remained in the big barrel.
只有剩下一点点的面粉还在一个大桶子里面。
The mother reached down into the container to scrape up the last bit of flour to make some bread for her hungry little ones.
而这个母亲呢，就是弯下腰去将这个剩下的面粉从这个桶底面来刮出来，来为了要做一些面包给她很饥饿的孩子来吃。
As she bent over the barrel, her faith began to waver, and she could not hold back the tears any longer.
当他弯腰进到这桶子里面的时候，他的信心忽然之间开始动摇，以至于他忍耐不住而哭出来。
Her little son Robbie heard her sobs and began tugging at her dress until she lifted her head and looked into his questioning eyes.
那他的一个小儿子啊 ，Robbie 啊，看到母亲哭了，他就拉拉他的衣服，然后直到母亲哈、啊、能够站起来，来看这个小孩子充满疑问的眼睛。
In his Scottish dialect, he asked, "Mother, what are you weeping about? God didn't hear you scraping. Didn't God hear you scraping the bottom of the barrel?"
那这个孩子呢，他用一个啊苏格兰的一个口音呢，来问他的母亲说，妈妈。你为什么哭呢？难道神不会听到你在刮那个桶底的声音吗？
When our hearts are broken, our eyes are filled with tears, and our prayer seems to fall on deaf ears, remember that we have a faithful God who delights in hearing and answering the prayer of His children.
当我们心碎的时候，当我们眼睛充满了泪水，而且我们的祷告好像完全没有被垂听的时候，让我们仍然能够来相信说，我们的神仍然乐意他来垂听并应允 他儿女的祷告。
Our Savior's experiences serve to reveal to us the love of God.
而我们的救主呢，他的经历所显示出来是就是告诉我们说神是就是爱。
Jesus suffered as our substitute for sin on the cross, and then serves as an example of the righteous sufferer because he obeyed his Father to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
那耶稣在十字架上受苦呢，成了一个受苦成为我们罪的替身，而且呢，他以一个公义的受苦者的榜样。那因为呢，他对神是存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
The cross reveals the truth about humankind, but also about God's incredible power.
十字架显明了人的实际，但也显明了神那不可测度的一个大能。
God's power takes the hatred and mockery spit out at Jesus and turns it into the proclamation of the gospel.
神的大能呢，将主耶稣所承受的仇恨以及讥笑，转化为福音的宣告。
He saved others, but he can't save himself.
他救了自己，却救不了他救了别人，却救不了自己。
God's power absorbs the toxin of human sin and hatred and turns it into salvation for all those who would put their faith and their trust in the ones who loves Him this much.
神的大能呢，承受了人罪性和仇恨的毒素，将其转化为成为那些愿意接受、相信主耶稣的人的一个救恩。
Jesus loved us enough to stretch out his arms and have his wrist nailed to the cross of Calvary.
主耶稣他的爱就像他的手伸出来而且看到他的钉痕就在他的手上。
The cross reveals God's incredible love.
那十字架显明了神完全不可测度的爱。
We truly see who God is when we see the Son of God crying out from the cross and then raised up in glory, and we hear the offer of forgiveness that rings out all the more loudly.
当我们看到神的儿子在十字架上呼求的时候，并且看到他从荣耀的复活的时候，我们看到神是一位什么样的神，而且并且更听到神愿意赦免我们的罪。
The cross also reveals the pain of the human situation.
而且呢，十字架也显明了人所承受的痛苦。
The Son of God took our humanity and absorbed all the bitter suffering and anguish of the world.
神他那个，当我们看到就是，could you say that again?
The Son of God took our humanity and absorbed all the bitter suffering and anguish of the world.
神的儿子带着我们的人性，那么承受了这世上所有的痛苦。以及苦难。
No one can go through life and not feel the isolation from humans and God at times.
那没有一个人走过一生的道路未曾真的去经历到与人甚至于与神之间的隔绝。
What do we do when we feel overwhelmed by grief, when we feel forsaken by God?
当我们来承受极大的在极大的悲伤甚至感到说完全被弃绝的时候我们当怎么办呢?
Defeat may tempt us to give up our faith in God, but Jesus' cry on the cross reveals a faith that will not let go, even when flooded by the greatest of suffering.
那么失败，这种失败的感觉呢，可能会让我们觉得说，我们不想要再信靠神。但主耶稣在十字架上的呼求所表现出来的这样的一个信心呢，是一种即使极大的这个痛苦临到他的时候，他也不愿意放弃神的信心。
See, the cross reveals a new way of life.
那十字架显明了一个新的生活方式。
And Jesus lived out his teaching.
而且主耶稣呢，他活出了他自己的教导。
The one who tries to save his life will lose it.
凡啊要救自己的生命的人呢，却丧掉生命。
And the one who gives up his life will gain it for himself and give life to others.
而凡为我丧掉生命的呢，却得着生命，而且可以给出生命来。
I will close with this.
我要结束这个。
One evening, just before the great Broadway musical star Mary Martin was going to go on stage in the hit performance South Pacific, a note was handed to her.
有一天晚上呢，一个有名的百老汇的一个明星，她的名字叫做 Mary Martin， 她正要走上台上去做表演的时候呢，有一个纸条传到她的手里。
It was from Oscar Hammerstein, a famous director who at that moment was on his deathbed.
那这个纸条呢，是从很有名的导演就是奥斯卡他所写的。当那个时候呢，奥斯卡正在他临终的床上。
The short note simply said，
那这个纸条呢写道
，Dear Mary, a bell is not a bell till you ring it, and a song is not a song till you sing it, and love in your heart is not put there to stay, love isn't love till you give it away。
亲爱的玛丽亚。一个铃不是一个铃，除非你去摇响它，否则它就不是一个铃。一首歌，除非你去唱它，否则就不是一首歌。那么，放在你心中的爱呢，不是停留在那里。这个爱呢，除非你给出去，否则就不是爱。
Sunday after Sunday, we are up here sharing the good news of Jesus Christ crucified.
一个主日接着一个主日，我们在这个地方来传讲，来分享。主耶稣钉十字架这样的一个福音。
I ask you today, do you know what we're talking about?
我想今天来请问你，你是否知道今天所传讲的这个爱呢？
Have you personally received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
你是否已经接受主耶稣成为你的主和个人的救主呢？
If you haven't, please receive His love as He personally illustrates it on the cross of Calvary through His atoning death for you.
如果你还没有接受的时候，请你来接受他的爱。这个爱是主耶稣在十字架上付出极大的代价所显示出来的。
If you have received Jesus as your Savior, God didn't put His love into your heart to stay. He put His love so that you can give it away.
那如果说你已经接受主耶稣成为你的救主，那么神将他的爱放在你的心中，不是只是要保存在那个地方，而是他所赐给你的爱乃是要你能够给出去。
Let's take this good news of the love of Jesus Christ and share it with someone this week that God has laid upon your heart.
让我们拿到这个爱，让我们在这个礼拜将这个福音来传给一些人，是神放在你所心中的人。
I challenge you today to pray and to goand to give the gospel to someone who needs Christ as your Savior.
我今天来向你挑战，来向你挑战来祷告并且出去来将福音传给那些需要的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, Lord, we thank you for our Savior this morning.
主耶稣，我们为到我们的救主来感谢。
Thank you for this time that we can reflect on His love for us.
我们谢谢你在这个时间我们可以来反思我们的救主耶稣基督。
He gave His life, therefore He didn't lose it, but gained it.
他为我们舍去生命，以至于他没有失去生命，反而得着了生命。
And help us to recognize, as was testified here today, that Lord, you have a purpose for us.
让我们今天来承认说主啊，你有一个在我们身上有一个旨意。
And help us, Lord, through obedience to your word to know that purpose and to go out and to fulfill it.
让我们真的是照着你圣经的话能够遵行的旨意能够出去将这个传出去。
And Lord, if there's someone here today who wants to put their faith in you, help them to come and to talk to one of the leaders at our church.
主啊，如果今天有人愿意将他的信心放在你身上的时候，求你让他真是能够来做这样的决定。
Open up their hearts and help them to realize no one loves them more than Jesus Christ.
让他们心里来明白说，知道说没有世上没有任何一个人比主耶稣你更爱他们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.